Welcome back to the Loggy Log Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. What's up, guys? How's it going? Quick recap of yesterday, Thursday. Destroyed it. 4-0 on the basketball picks. NBA 2-0 with the parlay I sent out to my Twitter followers and the DMs. 3-0 on the college basketball slate. Bryant, plus 22.5. They lost by 2. They almost won that game. Rutgers sucks, man. They are lucky. They are lucky that Bryant missed that buzzer beater three-pointer with fucking 2 seconds left. Rutgers almost lost their first game of the season to Bryant. What else did we have? Of course, Washington State minus 2.5. That was a blowout all game long. Stress-free win. And the other one was, the hell was the other one? I know what the other one was. It was a game I can't remember right now. Another dog it was. Hang on, let me check, because you guys gotta have that. Can't just not tell you what the pick was, right? Right. Oh, that's right, Winthrop. Minus 1.5, minus 130 by the half point of 2.5 points, or 1.5 point, whatever it was. 1 point it was. Yeah, Winthrop was a minus 2.5, bought it to one, minus 1.5. Either way, you won. No big deal. NHL did okay. It was like 3-2 on that. Toronto was a big pick. I like that one a lot. Other than that, did the Miami and Phoenix under hit? I don't remember. I don't recall. Let me check. I don't think it did. I think it went over. Let me just check. Yeah, it went over by 12 points. Sorry about that one. That's cool. It's actually not 4-0 in the NBA if you count that under. I don't think anybody took that, though. I really don't think anybody who listens or DMs me on Twitter took that one, so that's cool. What else do we have? College football, I'm just staying off of that. I don't know anything about college football. I admitted that to you. I'm going to stop betting that. Spurs were nice. That was nice. The parlay was nice. Boston minus 2.5, minus 170. And the Clippers money line. Could have took the spread on both of those. Would have been fine. And that's it. So on this episode today, I'm going to go over a couple NBA picks. Go over an NHL pick or two. And then I got a little special treat for you. Matt at Jersey Betting decided, we couldn't record last night. We can't record today. He plays college football, like he told you. And he's got an away game today, so he couldn't come on and record with me. But I'm really not confident in my college football betting skills or my... Anyway. So Matt's going to come on a solo piece, on a solo segment, and break down the few games today. It's about 7.5 minutes long. I hope you enjoy that. And that's it for the intro. I'll be right back with some really good picks for ya. NBA, NHL, college football. Maybe throw in a soccer pick or two. We'll see how I feel. Let's go, guys. Enjoy the show. Alrighty, I'm back with NBA picks. First pick for the day. We got Cleveland at Washington. You're going to hear a little bit of Spanish music in the background. Hope you enjoy that. Washington minus 4.5. So, Washington the other night got absolutely blown out. That was a super disappointing pick. Even though I live bet it and hedged it with like a plus 20.5, they wound up losing by like 15. I don't think they lay an egg here today again, especially at home. Cleveland, not great. Both these teams actually have the same record, 2-5, but I believe that the Washington Wizards are a far superior team to the Cleveland Cavs. Cavs last three games they lost: Boston Celtics, Dallas Mavericks, Indiana Pacers. Probably better teams than them all around. The Cavs did beat the Bulls. Bulls aren't great, but Bulls are a good team. That's a good win for Cleveland, in my opinion. And they also lost to the Bucks, so that's the last five games for Cleveland. Washington, they lost to the Pacers by 15 the other night. That was the game I was just talking to you about. They beat the Pistons. They lost to the Pacers. They beat the Pistons. Then they lost to the Timberwolves, Spurs, and Rockets. Good teams. And they only lost to the Spurs by 2. They only lost to the Rockets by 1. They got blown out by Minnesota. And they got blown out by the Pacers. they beat the Pistons by 16. So this is one of those teams that it's tough to get a read on, but I don't know. I think they're better than Cleveland for sure. Next game on the slate. By the way, Sacramento at Atlanta is a tough game to pick for sure. Next game, I'm gonna say Toronto at the Pelicans. Toronto only minus 2.5 favorites. I get that they're on the road, fine. They're not playing back-to-backs. I don't know why this line is only 2.5. Am I missing something? Is somebody not playing for Toronto? I don't know about. I'm checking the injury report right now. JJ Redick is out. Patrick McGaw is out. So, no big deal. I mean, Patrick McGaw, that's not, he's been out. So, it doesn't matter. For Toronto, I like Toronto here a lot. Minus 2.5. That's kind of a gimme bet. Take that and run with it. Toronto minus 2.5. I think that might be my favorite play for the day in the NBA. Anyway, Toronto's last 5-4-1. They beat the Kings, lost to the Bucks, beat the Pistons, beat the Magic, and beat the Bulls. And Pelicans, 1-4 their last 5. Lost to Brooklyn, lost to OKC, beat Denver. We remember that game. That was crazy. They lost to the, listen, Golden State Warriors. That's embarrassing. And they lost to the Rockets. So yeah, the Toronto Raptors here are such a good bet. Take that. Milwaukee going into Utah. I'm back to back. Milwaukee only minus 3. It's open up as a pick-em, so get on the Bucks now. Surprisingly, Utah is getting 52% of the action. I think Vegas is trying to make people overthink this. They need more money on the Bucks, so go ahead and give it to them. Take the Bucks. I like that a lot. Buy that down to minus 2.5, minus 120, and you're good to go. Philly going into Denver. Philly is plus 5 dogs. Why? I'll tell you why. Ben Simmons is out. He's out for a while, by the way. He's out at least the next 3-4 games, I think. With a sprained right shoulder. I don't think that matters. I still say take Philly here as plus 5 dogs. I like that a lot. Do that. The money is split with the public betting percentages. Got Miami at the Lakers. I don't know. I'm not betting any Lakers games anymore. Fuck it, let's just jump right into the NHL. I don't think I really have any picks for you, to be honest with you, now that I look over for a third time. Yeah, I got nothing for you. The only team I would like to bet in the NHL today is Boston, going into Detroit, but as minus 260 favorites, I don't know, it's a lot of money. Too late. The minus 1.5, puck line is only plus 100, even money. I don't know, go ahead and throw a half unit on that if you want, I like it. I think Boston wins this game big. And if not, my bad. College football is going to come up right after this. Matt's going to go ahead and break that down. And it's getting late. It's already almost 3. It's 3:15 in the afternoon. So I'm just going to go ahead. I'm not going to do an outro or anything. So this is it. It's going to be me, this right here, then Matt at Jersey Way Bettings, breakdown of the college football games. And that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening. Let's eat together again.
Yo, 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 it is Matt from Jersey Way Betting back with some more college football action on Friday, November 8th. Cold day here where I am, but got to get up, give you guys some picks. I gave you guys some action last night. Didn't give you guys any picks, just gave you some stats. Hope you did good with those games last night. Louisiana Lafayette, Coastal and Tulsa and, I mean not Tulsa, and Temple in South Florida. Temple won by 10 down in Tampa, and Lafayette absolutely crushed Coastal in South Carolina. So we got two games tonight, UCF-Tulsa, Washington-Oregon State. UCF is 17-point favorites on the road. Total for this game is 69.5. Washington State, 10-point favorites on the road with a total of 65. Let me get into the Tulsa-UCF game real quick. UCF, 7-2, solid team. Been up and down the rankings all year. I think they got as high as like 13 maybe this year. But a few losses bumped them back a little bit. Tulsa, on the other hand, is 2-7. So they've struggled this year, but they've actually haven't been a pushover. They've gave SMU a ride. They actually took them to triple overtime. As you guys know, SMU is one of the best teams in the country. They lost to Memphis by 1 point, who is also a very, very good team. So let's get into some numbers. As I said, total for this game is 69.5. UCF has the number 2 ranked offense in the country. Very, very good offense. Over 530 yards a game. Tulsa, number 70 ranked defense, 402 yards per game. So, but judging by those numbers, I would lean to UCF's team total and see what that number is. I go look at that. Total is 43, which isn't a crazy number in college football. I've seen, especially Central Florida, score this number many times before. They have actually scored over 43 six out of nine times. Only times they didn't score over that much was versus Pitt, East Carolina, and Cincinnati. Tulsa has let up 43 points yet. So that's interesting. This game is being played at Tulsa. So I'll give you my lean right now for whatever my pick is. As you guys know, I like team totals a lot. I've been crushing them this year in college football. If you've been following, the best offense Tulsa has played this year is SMU, and they've let up 43 points in triple overtime. So based on those numbers, this game is at Tulsa. UCF did not score 43 points at East Carolina. No, it was home versus Carolina. But they didn't score versus East Carolina. It was a very, very bad defense. They didn't score versus Pittsburgh, who has a pretty solid defense. And they didn't score versus Cincinnati, who also has a solid defense. That Pittsburgh is concerning. But I think this game's at Tulsa. I do not think UCF scores 43 points. I'm leaning on for their team total under, because the game's at Tulsa. It's a Friday night. Place is going to be packed. Tulsa is out of it this year, but I feel like they're going to be looking for a win. I don't think they'll win, but they're looking to do their best on national television. So that's my lean. I'm going to lean Central Florida team total under 43. The only thing that scares me is UCF's offensive firepower. They can score very, very, very quick, very fast-paced offense. So that is a lean. You guys do what you want with that information. If I want to make an official play, you guys know where to find me. I'll tweet it out. But question, just DM me. All right, let's get into the next game. Washington and Oregon State. I'm going to tell you right off the bat. I'm looking into another team total for this game. It's my thing. Washington's got the 67th ranked offense, over 400 yards a game. Oregon State has the 103rd ranked defense, over 556 yards per game. This defense has been terrible. They've let up a lot of points this year. And they're just, if you follow college football the past few years, Oregon State's been a joke of the West. They just can't figure it out. Haven't had a winning season in a while. So based on those numbers, I liked Washington team total, which is set at over 37.5. So let me get into this more. Washington has scored that much in 4 out of the 9 games that they've played this year. But every time they've played a bad defense, they've scored that many points, which is what Oregon State is. They've scored over that much at Eastern Washington, which is not even a Division I team, which I'll barely count. Hawaii, not a very good defense. BYU is surprising, but they're a good team, not the best defense. And Arizona, who also doesn't have a very, very good defense. And when they've matched up against good defenses, they haven't scored that many points, so it makes sense. Oregon State, on the other hand, they've let up that points 3 out of 8 times. And it's the same idea as the Washington. They've stopped the bad offenses, but let up that much points to the good offenses. So this is a strong lean. Washington team total over 37.5. Again, I'll update you guys if I'm going to make it an official play. DM me at Jersway Betting, JERZWAYBETTING. So I gave you guys two leans, Washington stronger than Central Florida. Go and have some more picks for Saturday's games. You guys already know about this college football slate package. It's honestly been unreal. Hasn't lost. DM me for information. Me and my man have this linked up with the NBA package. As you guys know, he hits that. John's the man. And yeah, that's basically it. DM me for questions, picks, whatever you guys need. DM John. Peace out. Have a good day.